Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. We interviewed our next guest earlier this year about the state of the electric vehicle industry, which has seen a leveling off of interest, even as our state has many very large EV industry factories under construction. You'll have a chance soon to talk to him directly, as well as to other EV owners during the annual National Drive Electric event coming to the Midlands on September 28th. Alan Buck is the organizer of this event. Alan, welcome back to the program.
Thanks, Mike. Glad to be here.
So tell us about the upcoming event.
We are going to be at the Soda City Market again this year on September 28th from 9 a.m. until 1 p.m. We'll be at the Washington Street intersection this year, so it'll be nice and shaded by the Sheraton Hotel.
All right, and so tell us what happens at the National Drive Electric event. Are people going to be driving these cars around and demonstrating them?
No, the cars will be stationary. It's an educational event to talk to people about the cars that are on the market, speak to owners of EVs to understand what it's like to live with an EV and travel with an EV, what they like about it, and also to talk to some of the dealers that have brand new cars, what they have on offer, pros and cons, the features of each one, and you can get in and sit and push the buttons and see what they do, but just not driving them.
Well, you know, as an EV owner myself, and I've been one since 2015, back in the early days, way before you could get 200 or 300 miles on a car, my conversations with non-EV owners is there's just still so much trepidation out there. They're just like, okay, really, I need to be able to just drive forever.
Right. No, and that's a familiar question that people have about where do you charge and how do you get from on trips? Where do you want to go? And so that's a lot of what we do is the education piece of it is most EV owners charge at home overnight, just like their cell phone. So when they get up in the morning, the car is ready to go. And then if they do have a trip planned, most of the information or the entertainment systems in the car will plan the trip out for you. You just put in your destination and it'll route you through any charging that's required. So for example, most of the new EVs that are sold today, you can do a round trip anywhere in South Carolina. So you can drive to Charlotte and back or Charleston and back in the same day. But if you do need charging, there is quite a bit available and more coming online all the time.
And so the infrastructure is indeed expanding.
Absolutely. They do have a lot of chargers already installed. Tesla chargers are specific to their network, and then they do have high-speed fast charging from other providers like EVgo or Electrify America, and those are available to pretty much any EV that's out there. So it's definitely growing, and the network is getting bigger and faster all the time.
Now, you mentioned that dealers will be there, automobile dealers with their brand new EVs. Have you seen that grow, that market grow, the new availability?
Absolutely. Pretty much every manufacturer has EVs available, and McDaniel's Porsche is going to be a sponsor again this year. They're going to have the brand new Macan EV out, which is a midsize SUV that has quite a bit of range and all of the driving capacity that Porsches are known for, in addition to luxury interior, and that adds on to their current Taycan sedan, which is a four-door sports car that they've had for a couple of years now that's really a very nice car. So they're going to be out there, but we'll have other manufacturers showing all of their EVs from different American and foreign manufacturers.
So Alan, the last time we talked earlier this year, we talked about the leveling off that seems to be happening in the EV industry right now. Anything changing since then?
It has leveled off a little bit, but the growth is still there, and EVs are one of the fastest growing segments in the auto industry. So it's not as quick as it was when the Teslas were first launched, and we saw that early spike. But with more manufacturers coming out with more models and the charging network expanding, EVs are still growing very quickly.
Well, Alan, one more time, give us the details of the upcoming event.
Absolutely. It's September 28th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. We're going to be at the Soda City Market, and we'll be at the Washington Street intersection with all types of shiny new electric vehicles.
Alan, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Mike.
Alan Buck is the organizer of the National Drive Electric event, as he mentioned, coming to the Midlands on September 28th. And we will have a link to the event posted at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again. And remember, you can hear us wherever you find podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.